Louisiana SNAP recipients may get November assistance in spite of the federal government shutdown. The USDA funds SNAP, but Louisiana Senate President Cameron Henry says there's a plan to use state LDH dollars to make sure people don't go hungry. In addition, in an emergency order, Governor Jeff Landry suggested using money from the Rainy Day Fund as a stopgap. Henry says they'll look at that option if the government shutdown drags on.
We could possibly use it if we have to go into December, because we'll have long enough lead time to go through the ballot measures and go through all the necessary steps to have that take place.
The Brian Kelly era is over at LSU. The last straw came Saturday night as the Tigers got blown out at home by Texas A&M, 49-25. LSU announced the firing of Kelly Sunday, but says the terms of the separation are still being finalized. Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says Kelly will fight for every penny he's owed.
So, and there's really nothing in the contract that gives LSU an out.
A 2.8% pay increase is coming to Social Security recipients next year. It works out to an average of $56 a month. Director of Advocacy for AARP Louisiana, Andrew Mull, says
these automatic COLAs really help ensure that those payments maintain their value. And these are inflation proof and really are protected income for retirees.
This year's increase evenly splits the difference of last year's increase of 2.5% and the 10-year average of 3.1%. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.